We are in a Sivot Shalom Parsha Lech Lecha. We are on page Samech Bet, the first piece on Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha. Piece called Lech Lecha. Let's take a look inside. It says, quoting from the Pesukim, Vayomer Hashem al Avram. Hashem says to Avram, Lech Lecha mi'artzecha u'melaratzecha u'mitavicha el ha'aretz asher aretha. Leave the land, leave your land and your birthplace and your father's household to the land that I will show you. That's the opening pasuk of the Parsha. And incredibly, there's so much to think about here, so much food for thought. We'll see what direction the Nisivot Shalom takes it. But whatever, even whatever direction it doesn't go, it's so worthwhile to think and to reflect upon. These are the first words spoken to the first Jew. Are Lech Lecha. And that's why tonight in Nisivot Shalom and tomorrow in Nisivot Shalom, we're going to focus on these two words. They're so important and so impactful. Lech Lecha, the first word spoken to the first Jew. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lech Lecha, go. Go to yourself, go for yourself. So many interpretations. Me'artzecha mi'laretzecha mi'beit avicha. From your homeland, from your father's household, to the land that I will show you. So he quotes here, Itza b'medrash, it says in the medrash, Amar Rebbe Levi. Rebbe Levi says, Shtei pe'amim ketiv lech lecha. It says Lech Lecha in Abraham's life. In the stories of Chumash by Abraham, it says Lech Lecha twice. Ketiv Lech Lecha. Ve'en anu yodim eizeh chaviva imashniyah nirishonah. And says Rebbe Levi, we don't know. Which one was more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Was the first Lech Lecha in our Parsha, was that one more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he told him to leave and to go to Eretz Yisrael, to leave his whole homeland behind? Or does the second Lech Lecha more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That which it says, Lech Lecha, go to Har Moriah and Shech Yitzchak. Which one's more beloved? Lech Lecha here in the beginning of the Parsha? Is that test more significant, more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or is the test of Akiras Yitzchak more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Which one? He says, I don't know. The Hainu, Demistapek ben Shnea Nisyonot, Shneemu B'lashon Lech Lecha. He's unsure between these two tests that say by them Lech Lecha. Eze gadol v'chaviv yoter. Which one is greater? Which one is more beloved? And I picked this piece intentionally also. I know the last time we talked about in Noach, the idea of sort of going from the darkness to the light, and we sort of trailed off onto tests in general. So this piece we're doing because it's going to talk about tests in general, the daily tests that we experience in life. The big moments of tests that we experience in life. Okay, so now we're talking about, as opposed to last time, this one, yes, is addressing this concept of the tests that we hit in life. Now we're talking about it, because you said you wanted to get into that, so we're getting into that. Imani sayon shalech lachami artzachan l'aratam v'itavicha, unisayon shalakidah. Which one was more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The test of leave everything behind and go to Eretz Yisrael, or the test of Akidat Yitzchak? And says the Nesivo Shalom, v'lich ora tamua biyoter, this is astonishing. How can you even compare the two at all? How can Rabbi Levi and the Medrash compare these two tests? When we talk about the test of Akedat Yitzchak, right, that was according to some countings, that was the last test because it was the biggest test, the greatest test, the hardest test, to shecht his own son. How can you even compare the two? What parent wouldn't leave everything behind to save their kid's life? So how can you compare the two tests? It seems obvious that the second test was harder. The second test was more beloved. What kind of question is that? The test of Akedat Yitzchak is beyond any understanding. Even the pasuk emphasizes this. When it says, later on, by Akedat Yitzchak, Hashem says to Abraham, take your son, your beloved son, who you love, Yitzchak. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, your son whom you love, when God said those words to Abraham, we're told by Chazal, Avraham Avinu lit up with the fire of the love that he had for Yitzchak. Kadosh Baruch Hu was triggering him in that love, and then said, "Go shecht your son." The ein shayach klal leharich kodol nisyon. We can't even go on. We can't even describe in words the depth of such a test. How can you be unsure which one is more beloved? How can you even ask the question? It doesn't make any sense. How do we understand? Because it seems pashut that Akedas Yitzchak is more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it's the harder test. That's question number one. Od Yesh La'avim. You all seem to understand. Omro Lech Lecha. What does it mean when it says Lech Lecha? Go to Lecha. Vim Binanenu Pirish Rashi. And Rashi says on this pasuk, if you look in Rashi, in that opening pasuk, he says Lecha Lehana'atcha V'Litovatcha. Rashi says, Lech Lecha. He has a different pasuk. Go for yourself. Go for yourself because it will be for your enjoyment. It will be for your good. Go because I'm telling you this will end well for you. That's how Rashi interprets the pasuk. Go for your benefit. But if that's how Rashi understands Lech Lecha here, then that's how he understands Lech Lecha in general. How does he possibly understand? Fine, maybe him leaving his homeland and going to Eretz Israel, there would be tremendous benefits for Avram in doing that. How do you understand Lech Lecha by Akedas Yitzchak? Go for yourself. Go for your benefit to Shecht your son. How do you apply Rashi's understanding of those words here to the same words by Akedas Yitzchak? How is Akedas Yitzchak go for your benefit if he's got to shecht his son? Question number two. Od Yesh La'avim, we also have to understand. Matzinu b'Torah gimel pa'amim dvar Hashem al Avraham b'lashon halicha. We find in the Torah three times where Hashem says to Avraham to go, to go and walk, to go somewhere. Lech lecha me'artzecha, our lech lecha. He tells Avraham, walk before me and be whole, be perfect. And Lech Lecha Eretz HaMoria, and go to Shecht your son on Har Moria by the Akedah. V'yesh la'avin ha'mashmut b'zeh. What are these three halichot? What are these three telling him to go? By here, by go before me, walk before me wholeheartedly, and go to Akedas Yitzchak. What are these three halichot? Next paragraph, three lines from the bottom. V'yesh la'avin ha'inyan. In order to understand this, dinei muva b'yisod ha'avodah, it brings down another sefer of Slonim. V'shem ha'ari HaKadosh, he brings down from the Arizal. De'eino domeh adam le'adam. Miyom bri'at adam v'hala. Ve'ein adam echad yachol le'takein masha'al chaviro le'takein. Such an important concept from the Arizal. Such a profound concept from the Arizal. Eino dome adam la adam. No two people are similar. From the day of the creation of Adam Harishon until now. Every single one of us is different. Every single one of us looks different. Even if you take identical twins, if you know them well enough, you can see differences between them. There's never no two people who are physically the same, because our physical bodies are just a reflection of our spiritual essence, and spiritually, every single one of us is different. Every single human being from Adam Rishon until now, we are all totally unique. And not only are we all totally unique, we are all totally unique because every single one of us, Yachol Etzakein Mash'al Chavir Etzakein, none of us can fix that which the other one has to fix. If you're here in this world, you have something here to do. You have something here to accomplish that no one else can accomplish. There is nobody in the world, never has been, never will be, nobody who can accomplish what you can accomplish and that you need to accomplish. If you're in the world, then only you can accomplish your goal and no one else can accomplish your goal. You are totally unique. It's an incredibly empowering concept. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you, he created you unique, and he created you to fulfill a purpose that only you can fulfill. Every one of us is necessary. Every one of us is critical to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mission. Every single one of us is here for a reason, is here for a purpose. And on the one hand, that's empowering. If you ever feel, Lo Alinu, you ever feel, why am I here? What purpose do I serve in this world? Remember, you're questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you here. And know, deep down, in those moments where you're not sure where you're headed, where you're not sure where you're going, you're not sure if there is a direction, yes, there is, because if you're here, you have a direction. And on the flip side, if you're here and you don't know what you're here for, it's time to start figuring that out. Because you're here to do something that no one else can do, and you have to do it. You have to make that happen. No two people are ever created the same, And every single one of us has something to fulfill in this world that no one else can fulfill. It's an incredible and empowering concept. Coming from the Arizal. The Hainu, top of the next column. The Hainu. Shebechol Adam Yishet Yehudo V'Tafkido Oto Alav L'Takin B'Chayav. Every single person has their destiny, has their charge, which it's on them to fulfill in their lifetime. Every single one of us is here, we have a purpose, we have something that we need to accomplish, that only we can accomplish. Included is that, in that is what we are here to fix. Every single one of us is here to fix something. Is to take some aspect of this world that is broken and fix it in a way that only we can fix it. If we come and go from this world, lo alino, and we don't fix it, that aspect doesn't get fixed. Because only I can do it. I can't pass it off to my friend. I can't pass it off to somebody else. I can't say, no, the rabbi of my shul is going to take care of it for me. Or this tzaddik is going to take... No! If you're here, you're the only one who can do it. That's one of the reasons we are here. Is to figure out what we're here to fix. What only I can fix, and to make that fixing in this world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu establishes for every one of us everything, all of the conditions, and everything that we need in order to fix what we need to fix in this world. To fulfill our purpose in this world. It's an incredible thing. Let's let him keep going, and then I'll open up a little bit. Kol tznai ha-chayim shel ha-adam b'gashmut v'ruchaniyut. Every single condition, every single thing that we're built with in this world, in gashmius and physicality, and ruchnius and our spirituality, ha-tovim b'haraim, the good things and the bad. Kulam nitnu lo kefia shayach l'tikun olamo. Everything is given to us according to what we need to accomplish in this world. Because only with these conditions can we get to our purpose. And without them, I couldn't do it. It's an incredible thing. When you hear this, there's no room in life for jealousy. There's no room in life to not be satisfied with your lot. Because if you reflect on it, when I want something somebody else has, if I get jealous of somebody else, where's that coming from? It's not fair. I wish I was as smart as her. I wish I was as pretty as her. I wish I was as easy to converse with as much of an extrovert as she is, as popular as she is. I wish this. I wish that. I wish I was as rich as that person. I wish I was as smart as that person. Anytime you think that, you're missing the point. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give you that because you don't need it. You don't need it to do your job in this world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka didn't give it to you. And Dafka gave it to her. Or Dafka gave it to him. Because that person does need it to fulfill their purpose in this world. And even more than that, if you had it, it would distract you from your job. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka gives you every single tool that you need in your toolbox. If you wish you had something else, you're wrong. It's not supposed to be there. And if you had that other thing, it would be extra, and you'd be trying to figure out what to do with it, and it would distract you from your goal. When we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu designs us uniquely and gives us that goal and gives us everything we need to accomplish that goal, there is no place in life for jealousy. There's no place in life to be sad about my lot. Everything I have is exactly what I need to do, exactly what I need to do. And I can always feel shalem in that. I can always feel fulfilled in that, feel whole in that. I don't want what she has. I don't want what he has. Because if I had it, it would be a distraction. If I had it, it would mess me up. And I should feel amazing about myself. Because I have every single thing that I need to fulfill my goal in this world, which is a goal that no one else can do. If you take that in, all of that tension, all of that anxiety, all of that jealousy, it all melts away. I'm not supposed to have it. I'm not supposed to have it. And that comes also just in life, and just want, I wish I had, I wish I had, I wish I had. Do you really wish you had it? Do you really want it? Because it seems you shouldn't have it. You really want to challenge God on that? And true, there's times you turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give me parnasa. Please take care of me and make it easier for me. Please give me wisdom. And it's true, we should always ask for those things. But I don't want to ask for, I wish I had what she had. I wish I had what he had. It could be that part of what my life is meant to go through is I'm supposed to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask for more wisdom and ask for more parnasa and ask and davka daven for ge'ula and all of these we daven for Shimon Esra. That we can still do. But to want what she has, to want what he has, that's an irrelevant request. It's a request that denies Hashkachat Hashem and that devalues the beautiful, amazing, intrinsic value that I have. I'm not respecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not respecting myself. I'm not celebrating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha, and I'm not celebrating myself. I don't want what she has. I want everything that I have because it's all that I need. And I can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I can fill my purpose in this world. It's an incredible thing what he's saying. It's a mind-blowing thing what he's saying. And since each one of us has our own unique goal and our own unique purpose, that's why all of the conditions of our lives are different. For this person, things are easy. For that person, it's more challenging. Each one of us have greater difficulties or lesser difficulties, all relevant to what we need to do to get us to fulfill our purpose in this world. And in a general way of speaking, again, we could see it with our own eyes. Every single person has their own way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking them through life that's totally different than everybody else's. My road, my journey is totally unique. And to compare it to somebody else's and therefore to want myself, it's unnecessary. The provisions for the journey are different because our journeys are different. The path that we're on is totally different. Because each one of us has a goal, each one of us has a purpose, and all of the things necessary in order to accomplish that purpose that's unique to me. And even the most difficult challenges in a person's life, those are also given to a person in order to reach what they need to fix. Because there's no evil coming down from Shemayim. Ra does not come down from Shemayim. Everything is for our good. What he's saying here is very powerful. He's saying so too by the challenges we have. On the flip side, we look at our lives and we say, my life is so hard. Why does she have it so easy? Why isn't the HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushing her? Why is he pushing me around? Why is it so difficult for me? Why is it so challenging for me? It's not fair. It's not fair. Why is it that over the last 4 years of high school, I had to go through this challenge socially, and this challenge with my parents, and this challenge with a guy, and this challenge with a girl, and this challenge in terms of finances, and this challenge in terms of scholarships, and this challenge in applying to stuff. Why did you go through all of this stuff? Why did you go through all these challenges? She just coasted. She's in my class, and she just coasted. So first of all, not so clear that she coasted. We often look at other people and think that it's easier when it's not as easy as it seems. That's number one. But number two is what he's saying here is, no. Even the challenges that we have in life, every single challenge that we meet over the course of our life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing that challenge to me right now, personally and intentionally. Because I need that in order to fulfill my purpose in this world. It's all for me and it's all for my good. And yeah, it's hard to see that in the moment. And yes, it's hard to feel that in the moment. But it doesn't change the fact that everything that comes my way, every challenge that comes my way, and we all have challenges, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought me that challenge, specifically this challenge at this time, for me right now, because that is what's going to bring me to the next stage. That's what's going to help me get to my ultimate goal. When we think about life's challenge like that, it totally transforms them. For some of us, it allows us to look backwards, and at least when it's over, try to put them into context. And if we're people who are dedicated to internal growth, we're people who are trying more and more each day, that even while we're in the test, while we're in the challenge, to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bringing it for me for the good, and to see where it's going, what it's teaching me, how it's taking me to the next stage in life. There's the famous line. I forget who says this Torah over. But there's the famous line that in Judaism, yes, we're supposed to ask, Lama, why? But it's the exact same word as lima, to where? Where is this taking me? And both are significant and meaningful and important questions. Why this test for me? That's very important to ask. But one needs to equally ask, internalize, lima. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu, if I believe in Anagat Hashem, if I believe that God really guides the world, lima, where is this supposed to take me? Let me give you this example for the last, it feels like forever now because it's been Corona. But I've been giving this example since Corona started, but it still shakes me to my core, like just to reflect on it from a different stage in life. I remember when, 18 years ago. I remember, was it 2 years ago? Maybe it was 2 years ago? 2 years ago when in March, when Corona really started to pick up. And it was crazy when all of Shana Aleph had to pick up and leave. In the middle of Shana Aleph before Pesach time. Right after Purim. They all had to leave. And the school was shut down, everything was shut down, and everybody was on lockdown. And you have Baruch Hashem, and Kadosh Baruch Hu bless you, Blian Hari, you should never experience lockdowns here this year. Really? That's it? That's the best you can muster after 2 years of this? Thank you. The Baruch Hashem, you won't experience lockdowns this year. But we had a serious lockdown. That Pesach time, like you couldn't leave your house, you were not allowed to go out for a seder to anybody else. Like we had lockdown, like you were in your house. We had different times, 100 meters, 500 meters, 1,000 meters, like how far you'd go from your house. There was tracking on phones, the whole thing. It was very intense. And we were home with the kids for a month. And it was really challenging. It was really challenging, especially at the beginning, trying to teach on Zoom while also having the kids home, and my wife also, like, it was crazy. We came to Pesach time, and just for weeks, there was at least, which was nice for us as teachers, there was no teaching, because there's no teaching in Nisan. So there was no teaching, and we got a chance to breathe. But we were just with the home with the kids all day. And I got to tell you, when you're in it, it was like, we were in it, it was like, what the heck do you do with this? And it was still at the beginning, we're still even trying to begin to process what the heck this means. But I will tell you, I think it's year and a half after that challenge, looking back on it, lima, for me personally, each one of us, and every one of us in Israel went through this challenge, every single one of us, and it was different for each one of us. For me, lima, I know for myself, I am unrecognizable as the father I was pre-lockdown and post-lockdown. It forced me to bring out new aspects of myself as a father that I never experienced before. And that still remain to this day. Does that mean, lo aleinu, Corona is good? It's not what we're saying. Does it mean that lockdowns are good? Not what we're saying. What it means is that whatever challenge you have, and I'm looking at a group of people who spent half of their 11th grade and all of their 12th grade in basically not going to school, and not having the end of their 11th grade, and not having their senior year, and not having your APs, and not having the half a year where, because of the American school system, you basically are enrolled in school, but you just get to freely do whatever you want for 6 months because nothing counts anymore. You got graduation, I hope you had in person. I don't even know if you had in person. But I'm saying, like, you missed out. We all have had challenges just from the last year and a half, each one on our own, and that's not even talking about people who are sick, people, lo aleinu, who passed away. On every level, the pain and the anxiety and the isolation, all of that, each one of us had a different level of challenge because each one of us is unique. But let's really bring it down. Yes, each one of us had our own personal challenge. And it's not saying that we're supposed to say, we're looking back and like, oh, it was amazing. No, it hurt, and it was hard, and it was challenging. Yes. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings that challenge our way. Because each one of us is meant to bring something out through that, to grow through that.
And that's on a grand scale. Again, all those personal things that I mentioned before, the classic high school stuff and the not classic high school stuff. All those things that we go through, every single one, every challenge that comes our way, to say, this is being brought my way because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing me to a goal. He's leading me somewhere. He's bringing me somewhere. And I'm meant to accomplish something through it. Next paragraph. Uvimyuchad shayach inyan zeh beinyanim ruchaniim. This is particularly relevant to spiritual matters. Inyanei tiviyut utchunot hanefesh. Things in terms of our nature, our natural inclinations, our internal capacities. Each one of us have a unique nature. Each one of us have things that we're more inclined to, that we're better at, that we're more skilled at, that we enjoy more, that we have a harder time with, that we're not so good at, that we don't have as a natural capacity. We all have different natural capacities. There are those who are just built in. They're hardwired with naturally good midos. They're naturally happy. They're naturally positive. They're naturally kind. They're people who HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds with that inside of them. And there are those who suffer from negative midos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds us that way. Nogea b'ka'as, o b'ta'ava, v'ga'ava, v'kayotze b'zeh shar amidot hara'ot. Whether it's anger, or desire, or ego, or all of the negative midos. But each one of us are built with a different picture of the midos that we have, good and bad. Some with a more inclination toward good midos, and some with more inclination toward bad midos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds us that way. Top of the next page. Samech Gimel. Hakolu kidei shiyuchal letakein et mashehu tzarich letakein v'yemalei yehudo v'olamo. All of that is in order that we should fix what we need to fix and fulfill our purpose in this world. If you're saying, but why do I get so angry? Because you're here to fix anger. Deep down, I ask myself, why am I so egotistical? Why can't I get over myself? Because I'm here to fix that. Every time there's a chesed opportunity, she just puts up her hand and throws everything aside that she's doing and just goes and runs to do chesed. I have stuff I want to do. Why can't I get over that? Why can't I be like her? Because her inclination is to do chesed, and maybe your work is to work on that midah of chesed. And that's okay. Don't look at it as a negative. Look at it as a challenge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you. An opportunity that you have a greater clarity of what you're here to work on. It's a gift to have that kind of clarity. To know what you're here to work on. I am very, very clear on the large list of midot that I am here to work on. Baruch Hashem. There's a lot of them. Because when I see those are things in which to work on. Those are things that I'm here to accomplish. Those are in their own way to see the good of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for me to do what I need to do in this world. It's a gift. It's a gift to go and do Avodas Hashem and fix myself. To live up to that challenge, to fix myself, to fix the world. Again, because it's not just our good character traits that lead us to our purpose in this world. Yeah, the person who's naturally inclined towards chesed and runs through every chesed project on the face of the planet, great. So they know why they're here in a positive way and they're running to do it. That's great. Even our negative traits, and our negative characteristics. When we overcome them, when we overcome those character traits, and we break those character traits, that brings us to our purpose in this world. It's a way of looking at everything that I have and everything that I am, and recognizing everything I have and everything I am is all a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether it's giving me an easy road to do exactly what I need to do, or the biggest challenge in the world, so now I know what I'm here to accomplish and to fix. It's all a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next paragraph. V'zeu gam ken inyanam shel nisyonot ha'chayim ha'ovrim al ha'adam. And that comes back to all of the tests that we go through in life. All of the pain and all of the suffering at every stage of life. We talked about the high school stage. All of the challenges in Ruchnis and Avodas Hashem and things that we go through in the Shana Aleph year.
feeling connected, feeling disconnected, feeling into the learning, feeling out of the learning, feeling into the davening, feeling out of the davening, feeling the sense of competition. She's getting from her more than me. She's not getting from it all, but she's having a better time. She seems to be going along smoothly. I have all these issues to work out. All these things, and then on into college with classes and on into life. Struggling with job and job security and moving up or moving down or what am I supposed to do with my life or what's more important and then how do I find a shidduch? And the struggles, all of the struggles in shidduchim and the struggles with work and the struggles with family. So many nisyonot. Gam ki inyanam shel nisyonot ha-chayim, all of the tests in our lives. Because a Kadosh Baruch Hu from Shemayim guides us to these tests. He brings us these tests. To the point where, chas v'shalom, a person can, yes, get to a place where we look at the way a Kadosh Baruch Hu is guiding us. And we say, what a Kadosh Baruch Hu, what are you doing? Are you really guiding this? What are you doing to me? Are you guiding things at all? Are you just torturing me? What is this? We get to that place. That doesn't make any sense. And again, each one in their own way. It could have been for you in the last year and a half. It could have been for you at any point over the last 18 years. There's so many things that we go through. And everyone is unique. And there are always times where like, I don't get it. A Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't get it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't understand. I've been waiting my whole life. I've been waiting my whole frum life to make Aliyah. We're about to go on a pilot trip in order to visit Eretz Yisrael, to see where we want to live, to see the jobs that we want to start. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you putting my wife in the hospital at 32 weeks? Where now my baby's life is on the line and my wife can leave the hospital and we can go to Eretz Yisrael and we're trying to wrap up the job and we're trying to make Aliyah. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this to me? Kadosh Baruch Hu, why are you making him born early where I'm being told that he may not live, he may die? Why does he need an operation 1 week before our flight takes off? It's a real story. It's a real story. And I'm telling you, from personal experience, when you're in a moment like that, you can get to a place where you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why? Each one of us in our own way. Each one of us in our own way. We all have pain in our lives and we all have tests in our lives and we're not taught, we all have unique, personal, incredible challenges and tests. Tests that push us to the brink where we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, why? Are you even running the show at this point? Are you? And if you are, what are you doing? These tests are meant to push us to the brink. Each one of us in our own way. Every single one of us in our own way. These tests are meant to push us. Ach emeti, shekol nisyonot ha-chayim ha-ovrim al ish Yehudi. The truth is that every test in the life of a Jew, coming back to that Rashi. Every single test that we go through, no matter how hard it is, it's for your good. It's all for your good. That it's bringing you to fulfill your purpose. That by coming over, overcoming that test, you can get to your purpose in this world. Usually wait till later in the year to share this story, but you guys are an incredible group. I also don't know if I've ever said this on a recording before. Okay, something new. So, Dafka in that time period, that was obviously all a true story. In that time period, it was crazy. I remember when my wife first went to the hospital, she was 32 weeks, which again is if a baby's born then, the chances of survival are almost nothing. And Baruch Hashem, Moshe Chaim is a very happy, healthy, wonderful child. Hopefully you get to spend some time with him. Hopefully all of you will get to meet him at Friday Night Meal or something. But it was very, very scary at the time. But I remember
So again, speaking of the very slow road to fatherhood for me, which happened after my third child, I was very, very immersed in my job in JLIC, and I did not give enough attention to my kids, straight up. And a lot of these tests, aspects of them I see is bringing out in me the need to just be closer with my children and to learn how to really be present with my children. I remember when she went to the hospital, and we were in the throes of finishing up JLIC and our work on campus and going to Eretz Yisrael, and... I don't know if I whatever, I'll say it out loud. Never, it's been a long enough time. You can put it up. You can say it out loud and on recording. But I didn't even know, this I've said before, I didn't even know what drawers my kids' clothing were in. Like, I had no idea what was flying. I had no idea where Aliza's stuff was. I had no idea where Aaron's stuff was. And I was taking the kids with me to my family for Shabbos because this just happened. I went to them, I was going to be with my family for Shabbos because I know what to do with myself. And I remember standing there on Friday. It was Erev Shabbos. I'm standing there on Friday morning, getting the stuff together to go. And my wife sent me this whole list of like what to bring, what do they need in their daily life in order to survive. I don't know. Where is the stuff? I don't know. And I'm going through and I take out all these suitcases. I hope you can appreciate. I'm again sharing the story. And I had on. I remember the song. I had a beautiful, beautiful song in the background. I was playing music from my phone. And I'm standing there looking at this suitcase and thinking to myself, this is obscene. We're wrapping up 6 years of campus work. We're trying to wrap it up to leave them in the proper way. We're trying to make aliyah. We're having a kid. It's all like, it's all good stuff. This is just ridiculous. This is just obscene. And it hit me, this concept, from the Zibul Shalom probably, it hit me like, if it's this ridiculous, if it's this obscene, you know what it is? It's Me'ez Hashem. It's Me'ez Hashem. And I closed my eyes, and I just felt the song, and I grabbed onto, in my head, imaginarily, I grabbed onto the malachim standing with me, and I just grabbed their hands and sang and danced with them around the suitcase until the song was over. Embracing the fact that if life is this ridiculous in how hard it is, it has to come from a Kaddish Baruch. It has to. It has to. Because it doesn't make any sense. It's part of a plan from a Kaddish Baruch. They don't understand. And I'm not saying I live there in every test. I know tests in the last week that I failed. But that moment stands out for me where a Kaddish Baruch who tested me so hard, that I had to just stop and be, wait a second. And this is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's all going to be good. And I just stood there and I sang and I danced. And I just celebrated HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing this moment to my life. Because it's part of my nisyonot. It's part of my journey. That's something I aspire to get back to in the continuous test of life. Make it a little real. Let's keep going. He says, everything is lahanatcha v'letovatcha. It's all for our good. It's all for our good. Shemovilim oto la'asig tachlito. It's all bringing us to fulfill our purpose. Shal yidei sheyitgaber al nisyonot, that by overcoming these tests, yuchal lehagia letikuno v'yudo ba'olamo. We can get to our fixing, we can get to our purpose in this world. Ukidugma ha'damru chazal, that which chazal say. Heichi demi bal tshuva gamor v'oto perek v'oto makum v'oto isha. What's a true Baal Tshuva? A true Baal Tshuva is only when it's the exact same time and the exact same place and the exact same taiva. What does that mean? It means imagine a time in your life where you had a test and you failed. And you failed. And then seemingly impossibly, a week later, 2 weeks later, a month later, a year later, you find yourself in that exact same test again. And you go, I don't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are you doing to me? And the answer is no. What is he doing to you? He just gave you the opportunity to do tshuva. The only way to do real tshuva is to take upon yourself, I'm never going to do that again. And look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. He brought you to the same place, at the same time, with the same taiva. That's not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is messing with you. He's saying, here, I want you to do tshuva. Yes, it's hard to say no this time when you failed the last time, but this time I have faith in you. This time you can overcome. I'm bringing you to this test to overcome. It's the biggest test there is. You've already failed it. You already failed it last time. You have no confidence in yourself.
It's the biggest test there is. Bitzarfutam yachad shel kol atzraim otzua perak makom vaisha. The exact same conditions, same place, same time, same taiva, same desire. Ula mito shel davar haviu tolematzav zelahan tolatov tov. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu took us there for our good. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, He's the one who brought us there to do tshuva, to overcome, to do better. Shal yedei she'amod b'nisayon, that by overcoming this test, yitakein et ma shepagam v'yagia ledargat ba'al tshuva gamor. By doing that, then if I overcome it, now I can overcome it. And if I overcome it now, I'm not just doing tshuva. I'm mamish ba'al tshuva. I've mamish accomplished it. Because I overcome the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes me there to accomplish that. So what question is there left? No. What does that do with Abraham? What does it do with Lech Lecha? 8 minutes left. 8 minutes left. V'zepirush Lech Lecha mi'artzecha v'naratam yitabicha. That's one of the meanings of the words. Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha. What is Lech Lecha? And again, like I said, we're going to even see Jidur and Pirushim today and tomorrow. Lech Lecha. But to internalize how much depth there is, the first thing that God says to the first Jew, by doing that, He's speaking to every Jew for all time. Every one of us, He's saying, Lech Lecha. It's the first thing He's saying to every single one of us. Lech Lecha. Mazi Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha. Lech Lehainu El Yehudcha. Go to you. Go to your destination. Go to your destiny. Go to what you're meant to accomplish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at every single one of us and saying, you have a goal, go! Go and make it happen! Very famously, another line I love. It's an amazing line. We're not here to be, we're here to become. We're not here to be, we're here to become. Lech, Lech Lecha. We gotta be Lech, we have to be moving. But where do we go? The fiction of Judaism that God wants us to all be robots and do the exact same thing, it's garbage. The first thing God says to the first Jew is no. Lech Lecha. Go to your goal, your purpose, what you're here to do, that only you can do. Lech Lecha. It's totally personal. El tikun nishmatcha, to the fixing of your soul. Ma she'ata tzarich l'takin ba'olam hazeh, what you need to fix in this world. Shezeu ikar tafkido shel Yehudi. That's the main purpose of the Jew in this world. Kedeita b'torat avod, as it says in another sefer of Slonim, ki gam in Yehudi ba'olam hazeh lomeid umit palel ve'osek b'masim tovim. It's incredible what he says here. He says it in a few places. That even if you have a Jew in Olam Hazeh, and that Jew, their whole life, they learn, they daven, they're doing Masim Tovim, their whole life. Harayim Einu Mitzakenet Yehudoma Tzarik Latakin Ba'olam. Azai B'Ksheole Le'olam Helyon. Shualim Otoma Pa'alta Ba'olam Hazeh. It's a crazy thing. He says a person who spends their whole life, from when they're born till they die, they're born in the Beis Medrash. Their bris is in the Beis Medrash. Their bar mitzvah is in the Beis Medrash. Their engagement party is in the Beis Medrash. Their chuppah is in the Beis Medrash. The naming of their kids and the bris of their kids is in the Beis Medrash. And yeah, their hesped, when they die, is in the Beis Medrash. They never leave. He says, a person like that, if that's what they were born into, and they never asked themselves, why am I here though? And they're just going along and following their life and just living life in the Beis Medrash because, well, I guess so, why not? It seems good. Like we talked about ages ago, merrily, merrily down the stream, seems good. He says you're black on white. He's going to get up to a Kadosh Baruch Hu of 120. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to look at him, having lived a whole life of learning and davening, and say, yes, but what did you accomplish? Can you imagine? Kadosh Baruch Hu will look at the person and say, yes, but what did you accomplish? And there are people who should be in Kolel. And there are people who should be learning their entire lives. 100%. But you have to ask yourself, each one of us has to do the internal work. Each one of us has to ignite the Avram Avinu inside of us. Each one of us has to hear the call of Lech Lecha. We have to. And ask myself, why am I here? If you genuinely believe in the heart of your hearts that you're here to learn your whole life, great. But if you're doing it because you're avoiding asking the hard questions, who am I and why am I here? You can get to 100, to a Kadosh Baruch after 120, and he'll look at you and say, that's very nice, but what did you accomplish?
There's no need to be jealous of anybody else. Not even the person who learns great. Not even the person who learns their whole life. Because if that's not what I'm here to do, it's irrelevant. And it's not what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from me. So why am I jealous of that person? Why do I want to be in the Beis Medrash all day if I'm not built for that? Because that's not where I'm supposed to be. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me somewhere else. He wants all of us to daven and all of us to learn. 100%. How much? To what extent? With what intellectual capacity? With what emotional capacity? With what level of connectivity? That's all for me to work on as best I can, but to be honest with myself and say, what am I here to accomplish? That's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. Lech lecha. Pirush hari lo takanta et ha'ikar. By doing that, you didn't fix the main thing you were there to fix. Et shaya tafkidcha letaken. You didn't do that which you were meant to fix. Shezei yudcha b'olam. That's your purpose in this world. Vizehu davar Hashem el Avram. That's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Avram. This includes again, this is to all of us for all generations. Go to do the thing that you're here to fix. To your destiny. It's on you. You need to leave your own personal stuff. You need to leave all that baggage behind. We'll talk about that more tomorrow night. We've all got stuff. We've all got baggage. You need to leave whatever you went through in the first 18 years of your life. Whatever you went through in the first 35 years of your life. Whatever you went through in the first 99 years of your life. We all need to leave it behind. Leave that baggage behind. And go to accomplish what we're here to accomplish. To supersede everything that we're built with and to do what we need to do in this world. The roots of all of our capacities come from the following three things. Again, we'll talk about this more tomorrow night. There are those things which are linked to our arets. There are things that are rooted in the plate, in the land that we come from. Again, we'll talk about this more tomorrow night. So, next few lines in the next column for the last couple of minutes. V'al pizeh. So I want to get to the answer. V'al pizeh navo lebet ma'amar lebeor ma'amar Rabbi Levi. With this, we can understand what Rabbi Levi was saying. Eni yodea ezo chaviva. I don't know which is more beloved before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'im lech lecha me'artzecha? Was lech lecha more chaviv? Was lech lecha more beloved? Or lech lecha l'eretz ha'moria? Or was tzedua k'nesisak more beloved? Hainu. I'm sorry, I don't have more time to talk about this, but just hear what he says and take it in. Hainu shein bet v'nei nisyonot ha'omdim b'chayei ha'adam. These are two totally different types of tests that we go through in life. Yesh et ha'milchama ha'tmidit. There's the continuous tests of life. B'vchinat lech lecha me'artzecha. Of leaving our homeland behind, of leaving our baggage behind. Hayitziyah me'atchunot v'ativyut. Of leaving my nature behind, of leaving my negative midos that I was built with. That's a daily fight to fight my negative midos. It's a daily fight to leave my negative inclinations. It's a daily fight to leave my negative perspective. That's a daily fight against how I was built. It's a day in and day out battle to inch my way to become better. Every day a little more. It's the daily test. The test that lasts every day of my life. That's a continuous test. Bechol eight, uvechol sha'ad, every time. Shal kol tzad v'shal areyu omeret nisenot. In that way, every single step we take is a test. If I'm someone who's prone to anger, every single step I take, I can be bothered by this, annoyed by that, angered by that. Every single moment of my life is a test in that way. That's the continuous test of life. That those things try to overcome us. Those negative midos, those taivas. They try to attack us at all times. And that's the continuous war of life. And on the flip side,
V'yishno nisayon kemo ha'akedah. Then there's a totally different category of tests. There's tests like the Akedah. There's tests like the Akedah. Shu'omnam kasheh arbe yoter. It's much harder. No, of course Rabbi Levi understood that the Akedah was harder than Lech Lecha. Achu nisayon chad pa'ami. But that's this explosion of a test at one moment. That's not a test that's going to last your whole life. Having a baby in the NICU is something you have to go through. Not you. Something that I had to go through that you should never have to go through. You should never have to go through. But that was a moment of test. It was a moment in time of a test. Ukinyan pachaz alav Yitzro, when our Yitzhar attacks us. Vashelahi, when Rabbi Levi, it's Chazal talking. What Rabbi Levi is really asking, what the depth of the question is. Hashelahi ma chaviv yoter. What's more beloved by a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Hayim ha-milchama ha-tmidit she-yikasheh b'yoter? Is it the continuous battle? Is it the daily battle where day in and day out I'm fighting for a Kadosh Baruch Hu and taking those baby steps? Is that more beloved to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Kemo shamru chazal, imalei nagdu lechananya mishel v'azariah harep seder. She-inyanam elu she-tadir tzarik le'achim ha-im mechad nigdehu. Meaning it's the thing that we have to do is what's more beloved to a Kadosh Baruch Hu that we're fighting that daily fight? O bechinat ha-nisyon k'nisyon ha-akedah. Or is more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the test like the test of the Akedah. She'omnam, hinam be'ofen chad pa'mi. Yes, they're one time only. Ach kashim arbe yoter, but they're much harder. She'az tzarich limsor atzmo legamre. That's a test where you have to give your whole being up. Below li she'er shum. She'az tzarich limsor atzmo legamre. Below she'er shum she'or la'atzmo. We are giving yourself completely up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's an intensity to that test that's unparalleled. That's nothing like the daily test. To the point where I say, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am yours. Everything I have is yours. Where you stand there. You stand there next to a suitcase and say to yourself, I don't know what's going on, but I'm just got to go. I'm giving everything up for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll finish up in a second, I'm sorry. Four more lines. She'ein davar kasheh yoter minisayon kazeh. What we need to take out of this is what's being said here, that they're both Lech Lecha. They're both used, described as, with the term Lech Lecha. Because what the Torah is teaching on is that both types of tests are necessary, critical, indispensable, priceless, in bringing us to our ultimate goal. Both are Lech Lechas, and they're totally different. But both are brought to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because in totally different ways, both of them bring us to our ultimate destination. Bezrat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should allow us, we should work on ourselves, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should allow us to hear the Lech Lecha that He calls out to us from the very beginning of our lives, about getting to our destination. We should meet the challenges of life with excitement and recognizes the tovatcha l'nahatcha, that it's all for our good. Rise to those challenges, succeed in those challenges, and eventually get to our purpose in this world, fix what we need to fix in order to bring about the tikkun hagomar, be'ezrat Hashem, mihira bi'aminu.